welcome to a special Summer Villains Beer Tournament episode of...
Brutal Battle.
So I have not labeled this any certain type of episode yet, because when we're starting to record this, I don't know what I'm going to do with it.
Yeah, it's kind of its own thing.
It's beer mail, it's a decasode, basically, it's mystery beers. I don't know what I'm going to label it.
It's like the best of all of the episodes, really.
Right, so I might end up putting this up relatively soon after we record it, or I might hold it for a little bit based on what type of episode I decide to make it. So I'm going to tell you everyone what date we're starting to record on, and much like tournaments, we have 12 beers, so we're going to cut it in... Sorry if you hear our cat screaming in the background. So we're going to cut it into a few nights of us recording, but then I'll just throw it all together. So when we're starting to record... It is November 27th. That's right. The day before Thanksgiving.
It's the drink, like, number one drinking day of the year.
That's totally true. That's when most people go out the night before because they have to cope with having to be with family the next day.
Family equals drinking.
Yeah, kind of.
So, we're actually like our families, and we're just drinking because we don't have to work tomorrow.
That's true. So that's just, you know. Just
an aside. Oh, you know, man.
Sorry.
She's crying. Our cat's real crying. She's crying. She gets, like, jealous when we...
Don't do things with her. I think she's also mad because she was in the basement when I was setting up the table and all the stuff. And she likes to get on it before I put everything on it. So she missed our opportunity. Yeah. So she's mad. She's a weird cat. But anyway, okay, so all these beers came from the Summer Villain guys. And if people don't know who they are, it's Jason Ng and it's Alex Rogers. Big shout out to you guys. Thank you very much for sending these beers. They sent us 12 beers. Now, I don't know if these are all beers from up in their neck of the woods or if it's some of that and some of other stuff that's
more widely distributed. Like, right. Jason was just like, I'm sending you beer.
Yeah.
There's... Like, good beer.
Well, he asked me if I wanted to know what it was. And I said, actually, no. Don't tell me because maybe we'll do mystery beers.
Okay.
And he was like, okay, that could be fun. So I was successful when I got the box in unpacking it with not knowing what it is. So basically what I did is I just opened the box and just was like not looking with my head turned, just sticking my hand in to feel for the cans and bottles. And then I had the little individual bottle slash can sleeves, and I was putting them directly in as I was doing it, but not looking. So I didn't see any of them then. I opened them inside the bag and poured them from basically inside the bag, so some of the bags got a little bit wet. But for that reason, I don't know what the beers are either, so neither of us know what these are. It's going to be fun.
If I would have done that, one, I would have definitely like snuck a peek. Kind of.
Oh, you would have intentionally?
Like, not really. I'm just like not good at like
surprises.
Disguising that's things, true. I guess. I don't know. Also, when Carlin told me he was gonna do this, I said, you better have hope nothing broke because you don't wanna be just sticking your hand blindly in
with
potentially broken glass.
So I did roll the dice on that. I could have ended up jabbing myself with broken glass. Because the box looked like maybe it had been a little wet at some point. So there were two bottles in there that I felt. And so it's possible, I mean, they have had their tops on. So it's possible that maybe one of them, like when the box got like thrown down or something, that some of the stuff like bubbled up from under the cap. Because that does happen from time to time. So we may have lost some beer, but nothing broke. So we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Okay.
So, yeah. So, I don't know what the beers are. Rebecca doesn't know what they are. Thank you very much. Oh, we also have to plug Jason and Alex. They do a podcast called Summer Villain Brewcast. And they don't have specific release dates. They just kind of do it whenever they can because they're both very busy. So, they are fun, though. They're super fun. And I actually was a guest on one of them. I Skyped in. So you can check that out. But check out all the episodes because they're super fun guys. They're really nice. They have a really good time on it. And they have their own show format. So it's very different than what we do. So Summer Villain Brewcast. And that's Somerville, like the town outside of Boston. So Summer Villain is Somervillain.
Yeah. And we have sent them beers before?
We took some beers to them. Actually, two things. Jason had stopped by one time when he, because he has family extended, or a family on his wife's side in, like, North Carolina, I think. So he stopped by one time on his way back up to Massachusetts.
That's right.
And we gave him some beers.
Yeah, I remember.
And then we saw him for his wedding, and then I gave him more beers.
Okay.
And then I think I may have given him some other beers when we went for then Chris and Amanda's wedding the next year after that.
Yes, I do remember them stopping by with a cooler, and there was a beer exchange.
Yeah, that has happened.
But I guess that after this, we probably have to
get him some beers, maybe.
Yeah.
And we'll find out.
I think there's a mosquito on the table.
Yeah, slap.
Kill
it.
Anyway, okay, let's get going.
Yeah, no, kill it, though.
I'm not going to kill it.
Oh, you want it to just suck your blood?
No, I have eyes on it. It's not sucking my blood. So, okay. Can we get drinking?
Okay.
I have been sick, and I have not had a beer or any alcoholic beverage in 2 weeks.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Anyway.
Well, then this is a good way to get into it.
I know.
I mean, I can't say for sure all these beers are going to be good, but I would think they probably are, because I don't think Jason would send me bad beer. Especially because initially he didn't know that that we would do it this way. So I assume they're probably all good. The other thing is, I don't know how long he held these beers. When we got the beers, we're receiving it within like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So, sorry, not the table.
Okay.
All right, first
beer. Number one is yellow.
Looks like an IPA.
Yeah.
It's like orange yellow. I can see through it.
Yeah. It looks IPA, maybe pale ale.
Yeah, looks nice.
Okay, smells good.
Smells hoppy.
It does smell hoppy.
Ooh.
It's like a little citrus, a little pine.
Yep.
I'm also getting some wheat.
Yeah,
oh, there he goes. There's a mosquito.
It's gonna get you tonight. I see what you're saying is wheat, but I don't really smell it as wheat. I feel like it's coming off a little more...
Naked Cheerio?
Yeah, a little cereal.
Yeah.
Which is good. It smells really nice.
Yeah, it does.
I get some pineapple in there.
Yeah. It's not like...
A little mango.
Over the top, but I like it.
Yes, a little mango, a little pineapple. Definitely that little bit of pine you were talking about. There's like a little honey sweetness on the nose, too.
Yeah.
But it also smells like a bright IPA that is probably refreshing, not high alcohol.
I feel like it's going to be... Well balanced.
It smells well balanced. Let's give it a shot.
Ooh, there's decent bitterness.
Yeah, more bitterness than I was expecting.
Yeah. I like it, and I feel like we're getting all the flavors that we got in the nose.
Yeah, it's just not as pronounced as you would assume from the nose.
Bitterness is just a smidge more than I like. But I think it's a good beer.
It's a little resiny, actually, as I continue to sip it. So it's starting to become a little syrupy at the same time.
But not in a bad way. I don't really like that kind of characteristic in a beer, but I don't dislike that aspect. So I don't think it's over the top.
So it was smelling like it was probably kind of lower ABV, but it tastes like it's higher.
Yeah.
Because of that kind of syrupy note, and it's a bit resiny. Although these flavors are good. Like, I'm getting a little bit of the pine. I get a little of the pineapple. I get a little of the mango. Like, I get all the things I was smelling in the flavor, but there's just, like, a nice bitterness on top of it. Now, the bitterness perception comes down a little bit as I keep sipping because my palate gets used to it. But, yeah, it's just one of those things, like, with almost all beers where, like, the smell is unbelievable and then the taste is like the smell but on a lower level.
Okay. So we still think an IPA?
Oh, yeah. I'm thinking
double?
You're thinking imperial. Thinking imperial. You know, not crazy, like 8.5% is what I'm thinking. Maybe even 9. Maybe even as high as 9. But,
I don't know. I feel like it could be a double, though. I don't think it's an imperial.
Double and imperial, same thing.
Damn it. Triple.
You think it's triple?
No, I'm saying the other, what else I'm thinking is triple.
Right.
Okay, yeah. Sorry. So we're on the same page.
Pale Ale, IPA, oh Imperial slash double, triple.
It's been way too long since we've recorded.
Yeah.
I'm blaming it on that.
And then you have session IPAs in there and hazy IPAs.
Okay,
in there.
You know what? You don't have to school me. There's a lot of stuff. I got it.
Okay, so this.
I was really going to throw out some bad words right there, but
okay, let's rate this. Because as we do with these tournaments, we're going to rate it. We'll tally that up and reveal it immediately. So let's get to it.
I'm saying a 5.
Yeah, I like it.
So I feel like, again, my rating, like 5 is like average. I like it. Drink it again.
It's pretty balanced, in my opinion. I like it. I'm going to go 4.
Okay. And that's good for Carlin.
No, that is. 4 and a 5. So overall, 4.5 for the show. Jason and Alex, if you're listening to this, if you don't normally listen to our podcast, 4.5 is actually pretty solid.
It's damn good.
It's actually quite good for this episode, even though that is out of 10. But, you know, that's what we do.
Okay, so you're revealing it, right?
So I want to say right now, this kind of tastes a little familiar to me.
That's all you're going to say?
Yes. Well, should I take a guess at it?
Well, because you know if you don't guess, and then you say later.
Then I'll say, oh yeah, that's what I thought.
And then you're going to say bullshit. Yeah, right.
Okay, so I think it tastes kind of familiar because it tastes like something I've had recently.
Sip of Sunshine?
Yeah, it tastes like Sip of Sunshine a bit.
Chong?
Yeah. Okay. So that's my guess. It is in a 16-ounce can, I know that. But what isn't nowadays?
Right, yeah, that doesn't really narrow it down.
Okay, with an overall 4.5 starting off well.
No.
Oh, no, it's not. Okay, but also.
What is it?
Focal Banger by The Alchemist. Nice. So, very close to Lawson's. So close to Sip of Sunshine in a sense. Okay. Actually, I would. Oh, and it is 7% alcohol. I think. I don't know if that technically hits the cutoff for Imperial. If it doesn't, it's like right there, you know? So I think it might technically hit the cutoff for Imperial, but it might not.
Anyway.
But anyway, yeah, it's 7%. It's by The Alchemist. Focal Banger. They just label it as a straight IPA. It's from Vermont. Waterbury, Vermont, which I don't know. Lawson's Finest Liquids, they might also be Waterbury.
I don't know.
I don't remember.
Okay, moving on.
Anyway, but that's good. I like that.
Okay.
All right. Very good.
I need to rinse.
Excited to have that. Okay, so yeah, I know that Jason has informed me numerous times that he has pretty regular access to Alchemist things and Lawson's things and Hill Farmstead and stuff like that, especially because I think his family has like a vacation home in Vermont or something like that. And he was saying that like his uncle's a hop farmer in Vermont, actually.
And we're like, what?
Yeah, that's crazy. All right, let's move on to number two.
So number two is something dark.
Yeah. I mean, it looks like.
It's like a stout. It looks
imperial, because if you swirl that up, it's got legs on the side.
It's got legs.
It's coming down slow. Yeah. There's not much of a head to it or anything.
Mm.
But the little bit of head on there is really dark. It's a very dark brown.
Oh, it smells really good, though.
I get tons of coffee.
Oh, it's just like
a lot of coffee.
Coffee, definitely like dark chocolate.
Mm. Yeah. Dude, this smells phenomenal.
I'm getting a little of the soy sauce.
Yep. I get a little bit of like a citrusy hoppy presence in there.
Okay.
On the end of each sniff. It's not strong.
It's really complex. Like there's a lot of different, like it's not just.
So the smell of this reminds me a little bit of like a Storm King by Victory.
Okay.
Because Victory, it's like a really nice Imperial Stout, but it's also quite hoppy. And this kind of smells that way to me. Although this has more like a coffee and dark chocolate to it.
I mean, if it is a stout, it's not just like a straight stout. There has to be something else to it.
It also reminds me, well, now knowing that this is in play, it also reminds me a little bit of Alchemist Beelzebub.
I was just going to say that.
Which has been on the podcast before.
A long time
like
ago.
Like probably 5 or 6 years ago.
Yeah.
To be honest. And I remember like it blowing my mind because it tasted like a half and half Imperial Stout and IPA.
Yeah, it was interesting. Okay.
This smells amazing though. It smells super smooth too. Like all the scents on it, all the aromas just blend together into one harmonious symphony, basically.
It's really creamy.
Oh my gosh, it's creamy. Oh my gosh.
Ooh. Maybe there's some lactose in there.
I would think probably, unless there's
unless it's nitro.
Actually a bunch of chocolate.
Yeah, it's like creamy, like damn. Milk chocolate, like chocolate mousse. Mm. Because it's light. Gosh. Like, it's real, like, soft. Like, doesn't it feel, like, real soft, like, pillowy, like a marshmallow in your mouth?
I see what you're saying about nitro. Like, I opened the can, so I don't think it was nitro.
See, I have no idea. So, to me, I'm like, oh, like, this definitely could be nitro.
Right, because, like, sound-wise, it didn't sound like it was nitro. But I see what you're saying. Like, it tastes like that because it's so friggin' creamy.
Yeah.
The other thing is, I perceive, like, no alcohol.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, you could give this to someone and tell them it's not an alcoholic beverage, and they'd be like, okay.
Yeah, it's really chocolatey. I'm not getting as much coffee on the taste.
Right. It's there, but it's super dialed back from the aroma.
And I'm not getting any hops.
Oh, I am.
You think so? Okay.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I get, like, a citrusy hoppiness, and it carries through the entire sip, in my opinion.
Okay.
It's like a thin layer. Like, this is, I'm visualizing what it tastes like. So, like, it's like a candy to me. You know, it's kind of like a milk chocolate candy with a little bit of a coffee-ness, a little bit of soy sauce in there, coated in this very thin coating of, like, hop oils. So each sip is basically like that. Like, because from start to finish, I taste the hoppiness all the way through, but I also taste even stronger all those, you know, darker flavors and that creaminess. And
I guess I'm getting like lingering as we're talking. I'm getting like bitterness kind of coating my mouth a little bit.
This beer's really good. Mm-hmm. This is a banging beer and it's
okay.
I'm going to flip out if it's high ABV too. I'm really going to flip because what it tastes like.
Like is five?
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. Like 5% is what it tastes like. So, oh my gosh. Rating this is going to be kind of hard.
Okay.
Oh, this beer's really good. Like, really good. Okay.
I'm between two numbers.
You want me to go?
Go ahead.
I'm going to give this beer an 8.
I also, well, I'm between a 7 and an 8.
Now, let's step back for a second and realize Carlin has not given an 8, 9, I've never given a 10, I don't think, ever on the podcast. I think I've given a 9 once or twice, and I've barely ever given 8s, too. So this is crazy rare that I go this high. This is like a momentous
occasion.
But this beer...
It's really good.
...is friggin' phenomenal.
Okay, I'm also gonna go 8.
Okay, this is... So this actually, I think... Earns the best pot. This is the best beer that's ever been on the podcast.
Really?
Yeah, it actually is.
It's because you're so hard on things.
Well, I mean, not on this because it's exceeding expectation. Well, not like I have expectations for it, but
okay. Well, open it. What is it?
It's amazing. Oh my gosh! Thank you so much, Alex and Jason.
What is?
All right. So, with an overall of 8 for this podcast, which is insane. What is this? Oh, wow. Okay, so it is Treehouse.
Ah.
It's Treehouse Brewing out of Massachusetts. Where specifically in Massachusetts? Munson or Manson. So this is their single shot with vanilla bean.
Oh.
It's a coffee milk stout with vanilla bean added, and it's 6.4%. So we had the single shot, not with vanilla bean, from Kyle Norman on the Treehouse Showcase episode.
And we liked it.
We liked it a lot. Now, this is it, but with vanilla bean.
Much better. And that's from where we must be getting the creaminess from, is the vanilla.
Yeah, oh, yeah. But they must put a lot of vanilla in.
I couldn't pick it out as vanilla necessarily, but that's definitely where the creaminess is coming from. It's really good.
Yeah, this beer is very good. Man, that beer's good. I just wanted to check. There's no, I went back to the Focal Banger, so I was like, oh, I should check the date code since it's hoppy. There's no date code.
Okay. So, number 3 also is dark.
Yes. This one is going to have a lot to compete last one.
This one looks thinner.
Yeah, it definitely looks thinner. When you swirl it up and get some bubbles, they're much larger than they were on the other one, and they're lighter in color. So.
Okay, so there's barrel in this.
Yeah, bourbon for sure. Bourbon jumps right out.
So, I'm definitely getting, like, I'm getting, like, raisin.
Yeah, lots of raisin.
Ooh,
it smells good, though. A little caramel.
Yeah, caramel. Definitely, like, the wood from the barrel.
Tons of wood to it. A little bit of vanilla.
Yeah.
But that's, I think it's not addition of vanilla. I think it smells more like vanilla from, like, a bourbon character.
Yeah.
Yeah, it definitely smells like a bourbon barrel.
That's kind of, I mean, it's a pretty traditional type nose.
I get some style. Like, I get dark chocolate in the nose, but it's like diluted dark chocolate. You know what I mean? Because like dark chocolate usually has kind of like a bitterness to it. So it smells like the characteristics of dark chocolate without that heavy bitterness. Okay. So it's kind of like diluted dark chocolate in there.
Okay. I'm going in.
It smells really good. Mm-hmm. I mean, it mainly smells like whatever the spirit is. I'm assuming bourbon because that's kind of what it smells like to me. Thin.
Yeah.
But I don't hate that, actually.
No, it's not
inappropriate.
Right, I know. It's good.
I feel like I want a little extra.
Yeah, there's nothing that's like jumping out at me like, this is an amazing beer.
Well, here's the thing. I do quite like it.
Oh, I mean, I like it.
And this is why I quite like it. To me, it tastes like a bourbon barrel, which I like that flavor. The weird thing for me is that I feel like the base beer does not add anything to it.
Mm.
So it just tastes like I don't drink spirits. I don't drink like straight up bourbon or typically bourbon in things. So what it tastes like to me is just straight bourbon, but if you somehow took all the harshness out of it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like all the best flavors of bourbon with nothing contributed from beer.
Mm.
That's what it seems like to me. Yeah. So I like it for that reason because it's like nice bourbon for me. But I feel like I also kind of wanted something added from the beer. Like, where's the chocolatiness? You know, where's some coffee?
Or where's the vanilla? Or where's like something else? Yeah, I see what you're saying. And it's hard. Well, it's also hard because we both really like bourbon barrel aged stouts. So we're kind of a little more critical of this style, I guess. Yeah. If that's in fact what it is.
There is like an astringent kick, like a little sting initially when you take a sip. So you know it's higher ABV.
Yeah.
As I continue to sip it, I get a lingering flavor that's kind of coffee. And I like that. So it continues to develop a little bit as I keep sipping it.
I mean, again, we're being critical. It's not like I don't like it, though.
I definitely like it. I'm trying to figure out. I do quite like it, though.
Okay.
So what it seems like to me, you know, a lot of times when you're seeing barrel-aged beers, especially like bourbon barrel-aged beers, it's imperial stouts that are the base of it. And a lot of times I feel like that's because that's what can stand up to the strength of the bourbon barrel spirit. This seems like it was a straight stout.
Mm.
And if that is the case, this may be the best outcome that I've ever had from a regular stout done in bourbon barrels, not imperial. So if that is the case, it's kind of impressive that it would be a regular stout holding up like this.
Okay.
And not like, you know, letting the bourbon just kill you.
Right. Okay. I have my number.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to go 5.
I've started to get, we're getting the raisin too. I know you were also getting the raisin, but I also started to get a little slight bit of dark chocolate. Sorry. What number?
5.
5. Yeah, I'm between a 4 and a 5. I like it. I'm going 5, actually. I quite like that.
Okay.
Like I said, like I want a little bit more, but it's still really good.
I know.
So it's
I know. Yeah.
I don't know. And part of that has to do with style expectations. That's where.
Well, yeah. I mean, any rating system is also kind of.
Yeah. Okay. So with an overall of 5 in second place at the moment for this tournament is. Oh, what is this? Oh, this is Thirsty Dog. I haven't had Thirsty Dog or seen them in quite a long time. So, Thirsty Dog Brewing Company, I think they're out of Michigan somewhere. Hold on, I'll find it. Oh, Akron, Ohio, actually.
Okay. No kidding.
So Thirsty Dog Brewing Company, it's their Siberian Night Imperial Stout, not really Imperial, aged in bourbon barrels. Okay.
Imperial Stout, not really Imperial? Is that what you said?
Well, it doesn't taste Imperial. Oh. Like, the mouthfeel says straight stout, you know what I mean? Or maybe it's just, it's thinned out because of the barrel.
Yeah.
So it says done in 11 months in bourbon barrels. And they said dark chocolate malt yields a milk chocolate flavor that blends perfectly with the vanilla flavor from the barrel. Okay.
And what was the ABV?
Guess.
Oh, you didn't say.
No, I didn't, but guess. What does it taste like to you?
10.
Yeah, 10.9. Oh. So basically 11, but you know, you're close.
Cool.
Yeah, it's good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Got one more. Number 4. Yeah. Right now.
This one looks...
This is hazy.
Well, this is interesting because it doesn't have much of a head, but the head that's on it looks very creamy.
Well, it's also... So it's hazy. It's very, very, very hazy. Light yellow.
Yeah. I agree with that. Can't see through it, hence the hazy.
Oh, man.
Whoa.
Yum.
Yeah, this is the thing I say about the hazy beers. Like, they're not my favorite, but their aromas are, like, my favorite because they always get amazing aromas on these beers.
I love it.
It's all the hops. What are we getting? Like, clementine in there?
Okay. Yeah, I could say, like, clementine, tangerine, like, real sweet, like, juicy citrus.
I feel like a little guava, too, on there. Yeah. A little passion fruit, maybe.
There's definitely, like, that tropicality, for sure.
It's, like, insane tropicality. It's, like, tropical fruit salad in my nose in the best way possible. This is one of the best beers I've smelled in a while, to be honest.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
That smells intoxicatingly beautiful.
But not sweet.
I love the smell.
Like, it's not overly sweet.
Some grapefruit, pineapple. There's a lot. There's so much. It's like awesome fruit salad.
I'm not like in love with it as much as you do because I'm perceiving a little bit of that Vaseline petroleum.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay. I see where you're getting that, but I'm so focused on the fruit notes that like... It's not even entering.
I'm, like, hypersensitive to that smell, so, like, I perceive it right away. Yeah.
That's, like, me and the smell of olive in beers.
And I never perceive that at all.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I like olives.
If you hate something, you catch it.
Yeah, isn't that funny?
This is amazing.
I mean, I still like it, though. It's a very good smell, but there is that little petroleum that I'm picking up on.
Hmm. Okay. So, it's exactly what I expected, which is... The flavor is way, 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 way dialed down from what the smell is, which is how hazy beers are, in my opinion.
I need to rinse again. My first sip was, like, super disappointing. Like,
it tastes like soap.
Tastes like just, like, water nothing.
Yeah. It's, in comparison... So the thing is, the smell sets you up for, like, all these flavors. Yeah. It's like cornucopia of, like, fruit flavors. And then you sip it and you're like, there's something there. It's very, very low level.
Yeah. I just like rinse my mouth to make sure they're...
Okay, here's the thing. I don't dislike this beer at all. There's nothing offensive about it.
Well, there's nothing to not like.
But it's kind of watery. That's the thing. Especially in comparison with the aroma. The aroma promises so much. And... The flavor delivers nothing even close to it. There is a little fruitiness. I'm trying to suss out what I actually taste, but it's so hard.
You're right. It is. You definitely get a fruitiness, but it's almost kind of nondescript. And you miss it. It's so quick.
There's a slight sweetness on the finish, too. Mm. A little sweetness. What is that? There's a little bitterness, too. Mm-hmm. A little bit of bitterness on there.
I think it's... I feel like I'm getting orange.
It was like, I think that clementine actually is there. Like I was saying, I was smelling.
Yeah, sure. Clementine, tangerine, orange, and that kind of flavor profile. Man.
Yeah. This is my problem with hazy beers. Is like, that's like almost always, actually there's a little bit of a bubblegum note there.
Okay.
The finish.
Yeah, I could agree with that.
Which is okay. This is my problem with hazy beers. Like, it promises so much on the nose. They're the most amazing smelling beers. And then you taste it, and it's like crazy dialed back flavor. I don't know. Like, yeah. It's just...
This is another one that doesn't really taste like a beer.
Yeah, I could... No, I mean, I get a little beer character, but yeah, I see what you're saying. The good thing about this is, if you just want to slam something, you could slam that.
No, I did just, actually.
That's something they talk about on the podcast, slamability.
I mean, I did just...
This is pretty high on the slamability scale.
I didn't eat dinner. I was like, I'm just going to take little sips of all the beers, and then I'll eat dinner. Not. Which I was good, and then this one, I just...
Well,
because it just tastes like water.
But the ABV might not be that much.
Hopefully
so.
Not. Anyway.
Okay, so what are you going to give it?
This is tough.
It's tough for me because it's not a bad beer, but there's also not a ton there.
Well, again, and I'm rating on, like, do I want to drink this again? That's kind of how I feel when I rate things.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind drinking it again, to be honest.
But am I going to seek it out? Am I going to be like,
no.
Oh, man, I really...
Yeah, no.
I really like that, and I want to go back for more.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't.
No. So, for that reason, I'm going to give it a 3.
Okay. You know, honestly, I'm going to give it a 3 as well. Because I think that for what it's supposed to be, it's good for what it's supposed to be.
It just falls a little flat.
It's just not my thing, but there should definitely be a lot more flavor to that.
Yeah.
They should amp that up. But then again, I don't know how old it is. So we'll find out.
We'll find out.
Okay. So beer number 4 with an overall of 3 and the lowest of the tournament thus far. But that's still not that bad for this podcast,
well,
to be honest.
That's true.
All right. So this beer is... Oh, no.
Oh, no.
It's Bissell Brothers. I dig me some Bissell Brothers. It's 4% alcohol, though.
Oh, okay.
That makes sense. A hoppy hazy session beer. Eclectic and crushable. We were saying slammability.
That's definitely crushable.
This one's called Baby Genius by Bissell Brothers, and they're out of Portland, Oregon. Or, I'm sorry, Portland, Maine. The other Portland.
Yeah, the other.
Yeah, they're out of Portland, Maine. We love Bissell Brothers.
Well,
yeah, this is just the thing. Like, hazy IPAs for me, and then hazy session, that's going to take the flavor down
more. So it's a hazy session ale.
Yeah. So it...
Hazy session IPA. Yeah,
so this is for people who kind of like want to be like, I drink IPAs, but they don't actually like IPAs, you know?
You know, knowing what it is, it completely makes sense. Like the 4%.
No, it does.
All of that totally makes sense.
I want to see if they have anything written on here about what you should get. No, they don't.
Is it? What's the date?
Oh, I want to see the candy. It's within 3 months.
Okay.
It's within 3 months. Yeah. So it's not out of date code.
It's a great nose. And I feel...
It's an amazing nose.
Yeah. And there's a place for this beer. This beer is probably a good beach beer, summer beer, boat beer.
Yeah.
Mowing the lawn beer.
Oh, yeah.
But...
I know plenty of people who would love this beer.
Oh, for sure. For sure. And I feel like... I think it's very smart that breweries are making a beer for everybody, you know, because
definitely.
You go to a brewery with friends and you want to make sure there's something in your wheelhouse there. So there's definitely a place. It's just not necessarily our fave. Yeah. But, okay.
Well,
totally makes sense with based on what we got though, that's what it is.
4 down, 8 to go. I'm excited.
Geez, I know, me too.
And here we go. And number 5 looks like...
probably an IPA or something
similar. Yeah, it's kind of hazy-ish. It's not crazy hazy.
No.
It's kind of hazy, though. I can't fully see through it. I can see a little bit through it, though.
Yellowish orange.
Yeah. And what does it smell like? Smells orangey. I get a lot of orange.
Yeah, I'm getting a little tartness.
No, I don't. I just get kind of like orange fruit and orange rind because there's a little bitterness on the end of the orange fruit. So it's a little orange fruity. It's a little sweet. It's a little bitter.
Yeah.
It smells pretty good though.
Yeah, it's not overly flavorful, but.
Actually, I feel like there's a little bit of a pine hint in there at the end of the sniff.
Okay.
And then, I feel like I do perceive a little alcohol on the finish of each sniff, too.
I went in for my first sip.
Okay. And? It smells solid, though.
It's definitely... I definitely am getting a higher booze.
Yeah.
And definitely some bitterness.
Does it taste a little yeasty to you on the finish?
No. Mm-hmm. Maybe. It tastes
kind of like yeasty and slightly bitter on the finish. But there is... So you were talking about like a tartness in the nose. Uh-huh. I wasn't so much getting that. I get like an interesting kind of tartness on the finish.
I mean, it's not like tart as in sour. It's just Mm-mm. like a tart fruit.
Yeah. It's like a tart fruit flavor. Yeah. It's not like it's a tart or sour beer.
No.
Quick. It's like the whatever fruit flavor it is like quick, but kind of like, ooh, it's kind of strong and tart-ish. Mm. I like it.
Yeah.
I perceive more alcohol than I thought I was going to, by the look of it. Because I was like, oh, it looks like a hazy IPA. It's probably going to be like, I don't know, Mm-mm. 6-7 ABV. And it tastes a little higher.
Mm-hmm. Sure does.
I like it, though.
I need to remember.
Citrusy, though. I do get that orange in there. I definitely get that orange rind. I think that kind of orange rind bitterness is stronger in the flavor than I thought it would be based off the nose. I like it.
Yeah.
It's not crazy amazing, but I like it. And I like that kind of like little quick tartness.
You like?
Yeah, I like that.
Okay.
I think it's cool.
I'm going to go 4.
Let me... Okay, so Rebecca's going a 4 on that one. I like it. Yeah, I'm going to go 4 as well, actually.
Okay.
I like it a decent amount. So this one gets an overall 4, which is a nice score for this. Beer number 5 with an overall 4 is...
Heady Topper.
Heady Topper.
Wow.
Well, I guess it shouldn't be a big surprise because we already had Focal Banger, and I kind of had a feeling that when he was sending the box of beers, I was like, he'll probably have a Heady Topper in there because, like we said, you know, he goes up to Vermont and he talks all the time. He's like, oh, I have access to Heady Topper and all this stuff. So I figured he probably would. So that's cool. It's always fun to have a Heady Topper.
It's been a long time since I've had this.
Yeah,
but me too. I remember it being a little bit more brighter.
Yes. So the question is how fresh or not fresh is it? And you don't know because there's no date code. So not my fault, not Jason's fault, not anyone's fault.
It's just funny.
The alchemist's fault. But, okay, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, it's funny because it's been so long since I've had Heady Topper. I remember liking it more. Not that I don't like this, but then it begs the question, has my palate just kind of evolved and changed since I've had it, too?
So there are a few things. One, it could be on the older side. And, I would rail against breweries for not putting date codes on the cans or bottles. But with the Alchemist, their stuff sells so fast that I kind of feel like they get a pass on that. Just because, they know it'll be gone. Drank fresh, most likely, usually.
But then it's also the consumer, if they have multiple cans of it, it would be nice to be able to know which ones were the older.
Yeah.
Right.
The other thing, though, is the recipe could be different now.
Yeah, that's true, too.
That happens with breweries. They can't always get the exact same hops and the exact amount of hops. So a lot of times they'll try to, mix different hops together to get around the same flavor profile. Or sometimes they'll tweak a flavor profile based off how they think it could be even better. Or sometimes they just don't have the amount that they need of something, so they have to go get something else.
Well, and even, anytime you're cooking with preparing beer or whatever, you're kind of at the mercy of the ingredients too. Like you could have the exact same recipe, but depending on,
it's good though.
Yeah.
For people who don't know, Heady Topper is the original New England style IPA, or as we're calling them now, hazy IPAs. And, it's 8% alcohol. So you can taste that 8%. Mm-hmm. You can.
Yeah.
Which I think we don't have it in front of us at the moment because this is our second sitting of recording. I think the Focal Banger was 8, wasn't it? Is there 7 or 8? So they taste around the same alcohol level, I think. Okay. Moving on.
Yep.
Beer number 6. So looks.
This is definitely orange, more orange. Mm-hmm. And
hazier.
Yes.
It doesn't look too far off from the Heady Topper, but just a darker orange and hazier. And then that's what it is.
See, I'm...
The nose is light.
Yeah. You know, it smells like a... To me, it smells like a...
Chapstick a little bit?
Oh, I was going to say Orange Julius. Like, creamy vanilla.
Okay.
Orange.
Yeah, I can smell that. I definitely see the orange that you're talking about. But it is more of like a pulpy orange, you know? Like, not just the sweetest, tartest
portion. No, it's just kind of like your good old generic orange.
Yeah. And yeah, and it's like a kind of non-sugary, non-tart orange juice type smell. Which makes sense. You said Orange Julius. I can't make the comparison. I've never actually had Orange Julius before.
Yeah, whatever. An orange creamsicle. But
okay.
Kind of with but not overly sweet, but just those kind of flavors. Right. Like creamy, vanilla, orange.
It is a little creamy now that you say it. I don't think maybe there's lactose in it, but I don't think there's lactose in it, and I don't think there's vanilla in it.
What would make you think that there's not lactose in this?
Because it's not as creamy as I think it would get if there's lactose. But maybe there is. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, maybe.
Okay, that's kind of all I'm getting.
Yeah, it's just that kind of, that orangey. It smells good, though. I like it. But I'm surprised, because based off the look of it, I was expecting it, especially like, it's a hazy IPA, I was expecting the smell to just, like, jump out at me. And it's more subtle. Which, you know, that's fine. Taste.
I like this.
Yeah.
It's not, like, awesome. Mm-hmm. But it... It's. I like the mouthfeel. It's not overly boozy. It has a little bitterness, but not too much. You're definitely getting the orange citrusy.
Yeah.
It's just kind of nice. It's balanced.
And, you know, we're smelling it and saying it smells kind of creamy.
Mm-hmm.
It tastes a little bit creamy-ish, but not nearly as much as you would think from the nose. It's just like
a fuller mouthfeel.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
like it's that kind of creaminess, but not on the on the actual taste. So
yeah, it's kind of thick-ish,
right? But not syrupy.
It's good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Some sort of New England hazy IPA.
Yeah. Not Tastes sure good. Exactly. Okay. Yeah, I like it though.
All right. Trying to think where I want to put this one. I think I want to give this one a 4 as well, to be honest. I feel like that makes sense to me. I like it at a 4.
I'm going to give it a 5.
Okay. So this gets the exact same rating as the Focal Banger did. Because I gave the Focal Banger a 4, you gave it a 5. Okay. So it's the same. So this one ties the Focal Banger at 4.5.
Okay. What are you?
What it is. Beer number 6. Overall 4.5 is... Oh my. This is funny. It's Julius.
Ah!
By Treehouse.
Nice.
Way to guess it, then. That's awesome. Yeah, so it's a, they call it an IPA. It's a hazy IPA, and it's 6.8% alcohol.
Okay.
So, yeah, there you go. Treehouse. Another Treehouse.
Nice.
Another Alchemist, another Treehouse. There you go.
We're, like, big pimping here.
Boop, 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 boop.
Yeah.
And to be honest, like, when it comes to, like, hazy IPAs from the New England area... Some of the ones that are talked about the most are Heady Topper and Julius. Mm-hmm. So, it's
cool to have. Here we go. Taste of Blind. I prefer Julius.
This is how the summer villains do it.
Yeah, man.
I was on the same level. Yeah. Although, if I... I don't know if I had to make a choice between the two. I think maybe the Julius. Slightly over, but not enough for a... Full ranking.
I know. I kind of just wanted to give it a half, but we don't do half. So I'm like, wow, I do like it more.
Well, but then it got that half by you going higher.
Okay.
So I'll even out. All right. So number 7. That's where we are. Number 7. It's dark.
Yeah.
Looks like a stout. There's not much of any head going on.
It looks thin, though. Thinner. Like, it's not an imperial for sure. I feel like it could be like porter.
I don't know. But it just looks dark.
Oh, but it's...
Yeah, what do you smell on that? There's,
oh my gosh, there's
barrel
so much,
character?
Like,
it's
like, I feel like it's so...
Smells good.
Like, big.
Yeah. Fig's a good one.
Date, raisin, like, yeah, all of that.
Yeah, which would, those are a lot of things that definitely say, like, high alcohol.
Right, yeah.
Barrel-aged beer flavors. I get a little vanilla on the end.
Okay, I'm definitely getting, like, wood.
Yep, I get a little caramel. A little caramel, a little vanilla, yeah, both not, at the end of
right,
it.
Right, yeah, not much.
But it's all that, like, date, fig, raisin up front.
Yeah.
So, yeah, definitely smelling bourbon-y.
You think it's definitely bourbon?
I won't say definitely, but at the like it's smelling like bourbon to me, is what I would say.
I feel like it could be whiskey.
Yeah, I don't... Not 100%.
Yeah, but there's definitely barrel. That's kind of it.
I'm trying to see if I get anything from, like, the base beer, and I feel like I don't. Like, where are the chocolate notes? Where are the coffee notes?
No.
Like, where's... I don't get any of that. It's, like, all barrel. It's kind of like the Siberian Nights one.
Right.
Like, that was, like, all barrel, pretty much. It was good, but... All right, well, let's see what the taste is like.
Ooh, it's boozy.
Ooh, yeah. It is boozy. It's thin.
Yeah.
It's thin, too. So like the Siberian Nights.
Well, I mean, just looking at it, you can, like, if you tilt your glass, like, I can see through
the edges. Yeah.
Like almost like a Coca-Cola.
I am starting to get a little coffee on the very, very end after my second sip. It's not super strong, but it's just kind of like a little bit of a coffee on the end of my second sip.
I don't really.
And the second sip is where it started warming my face. You can tell this is high ABV. Yeah. And I get a little tickle in my throat from the alcohol too. It's weird because it's like thin and syrupy at the same time, which is kind of odd.
About and to me, I actually feel like, I don't know, maybe it's just because I think it looks like it, but I feel like it kind of tastes like Coke.
Yeah, I could see that. Maybe even like cherry Coke, like a concentration cherry Coke, not carbonated.
And there's hardly any carbonation in this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know what to make of this.
I could see this being something that Jason really likes because he likes bourbon and whiskey. Yeah. And, this is kind of just like that, but it's like, it's technically a beer, but it just basically tastes like the spirit. So what flavors are you actually getting out of it?
I feel like I'm getting...
The fig.
I'm getting the fig. I'm getting, like, it tastes like Coke to me.
Yeah, there is a little bit of that. Which, if that's the case, then maybe that kind of, like, Coke spice character could be a rum barrel. Because I feel like you can get those characters from that.
I'm not getting a lot. It just is, like, boozy, those, like, dark flavors. And then...
It's roasty on the end. Like, I actually am getting that portion. The roastiness and like, the coffee, I'm actually getting that from the base beer, so I'm happy with that. But it's very, very low. So, this is just like the Siberian Nights, where I'm like, I want a thicker, more, what's the best word I'm going to put on this? More assertive beer at the base of this. Because it's more of, like, just let the barrel do whatever it wants to the beer. No, I feel like there should be more of a balance to it.
Yeah.
It's still good. I still like it, but...
I like it-ish.
I like it-ish. That's funny. Okay.
I don't know. I just... So, I'm going to go 3.
Yeah, I'm going to 3 as well, actually. It's good, though. All right. So, number 7 with an overall of 3 is... Is this the... Oh, this is tied with the Baby Genius by Bissell Brothers.
Okay.
It's barrel aged. Arcadia Ales, barrel aged Shipwreck Porter. I think you said Porter. Malt beverage aged in oak bourbon barrels. It is bourbon. 12% alcohol.
Okay, that makes sense.
I mean, you can tell. Arcadia Ales is out of Battle Creek, Michigan. So, I'm happy that this is pretty decent because I've had Arcadia Ales stuff before and have not liked it. This is probably the first Arcadia Ales beer I've had that I've been good with. Every single other one I've not enjoyed.
So. Okay.
But it also has been a few years now, so maybe they're different. No. Okay, let's go to number 8.
So this is like...
Looks like a Scotch Ale.
Yeah, like reddish, brownish.
Or mad elf. Hmm. We'll find out. Yeah, once again, not a whole lot of carbonation on this one.
It's pretty clear.
Yeah.
Whoa. Whoa. What is that?
Yeah, what is that? There's spices in there for sure. Is that clove? Is that clove?
No.
No, there's something else. There's something else in there. It's a little cinnamony. It's a little nutmeggy. I'm
kind of getting a little banana-y.
Yeah, there's a little banana. Cinnamon, nutmeg, banana. Is there a little cardamom to it maybe as well? I kind of feel this is like...
Banana Foster's.
No, it's like a Christmas cookie beer, you know?
I'm getting like caramel or butterscotch.
Lots of spices. And I get like it's low, but like a little dark cherry on the finish.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely cardamom, cinnamon.
Yeah, so those spices are ginger.
Kind of tastes like gingerbready.
Yeah, I can smell that. What else? There's one other smell in this.
Kind of molasses?
Yes. Bingo. Molasses. That's perfect. That's right on the nose. Yep, molasses.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
I like the nose.
Totally. So it weirded me out at first.
Well, right. Yeah, it just wasn't what I was expecting. I don't know why.
Well, probably because you don't smell that many beers that smell like this in your life. So when you get it, you're off guard. You're just like, oh. Yeah. So you're like, let me suss this out and figure out if I think it smells good or just weird or bad or whatever.
So yeah, right. Because my first sniff was like, what the hell is this? This is weird. But now I'm enjoying it. So do you think it's the Scotch Ale?
Maybe. At its base. Well, I just tried it. It's thin.
Oh, it's really thin.
It's thin. But the flavor's there.
Yeah. I like this.
I think it could be like a thin Scotch Ale, because I feel like I get that little bit of cherry at the end. I get a little brown sugar at the end.
I feel like it could be Imperial Brown.
I think the malts would taste darker. More
if it was a brown.
If it was a brown. I think this is some sort of like Scotch Ale or like a Weizenbach or something.
I like it.
The spices are there, but they're not crazy.
Yeah.
And I like that.
I'm kind of digging like some of those darker flavors, but also having like a kind of thinner, easier, more approachable drinkability.
Yeah. So it is a little Bananas Foster-ish with like, it's kind of like Bananas Foster. 'Cause I do feel like I pick up just like a slight kiss of like cocoa. And then there's like nutmeg and ginger and cardamom and cinnamon thrown in there. But it's like low level. Like it's all low level, so it all kind of like blends with itself.
And again, we talk about this too. Like having a beer like that you could pay attention to or not pay attention to. And I think this kind of does it. Like you definitely can just enjoy it by itself. I think it would pair nicely with food. I think it could also be after dinner kind of dessert-ish type of beer.
Yeah, this could be a Bock of sorts because it kind of has a clean finish like a lager.
Yeah.
I wonder if this is Jack's Abbey.
That's what I was just thinking. Carlin's like staring at the beer, like measuring it up, like, what are you?
I'm like suspiciously looking at it. I'm like, I was thinking about what's in that region and it's coming off Bock like now. So, okay. Let's rate this. So this isn't what I would typically drink, but I like it. I'm just trying to figure out how much.
I'm going to go 6.
Okay. I'm not going that high. I'm going to 4. So it gets an overall of 5. So it's done well. I mean, basically it's in a tie for second place with that, the Thirsty Dog, Siberian Nights.
Oh.
So, yeah. Oh, no, the single shot is the clear first with 8, because it achieved highly. Okay, so beer number 8 with an overall 5, doing quite well. Oh, my gosh, it's another Thirsty Dog. 12 Dogs of Christmas Ale.
Oh.
It is, let's see what type it is. No, I think I'm going to have to read the entire, like, description of it for that reason. So, it's 8.3% alcohol.
Eight?
Says, yeah, 8.3.
Oh, wow.
That's, doesn't taste like that.
Yeah.
This beer's name sums up the idea of bringing the best together to celebrate. It is filled with seasonal flavors from generous amounts of toasted and caramel malts, mixed with equally generous amounts of honey, cinnamon, ginger, and nutmeg. We did pick all of them out. Well, we didn't say the honey specifically.
No.
But we both got the cinnamon, you got the ginger, and I got the nutmeg. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, very good.
I like this.
I'm usually not that big on, like, Christmas beers.
I want to do a Christmas beer tournament.
But Thirsty Dog, that's a pretty good one. Mm-hmm. I'm down with it. That reminds me of a little bit, it's a different taste, but I like it. The Great Lakes Brewing, their Christmas ale pretty good.
I want to try that again, because last time I had that, I really did enjoy it.
I think they are distributing in Maryland now, so.
I do want to do a Christmas beer, like, or holiday, winter.
Yeah.
Much like we did with the Fest beers, you know, again, not a style we necessarily gravitate towards, but, you know, there's definitely a couple in the bunch that you're like, yeah, I like this style.
Well, go out to the liquor store, get some, and we can do one of those mini tournaments of it. This time, do it where you set it up so you know what you're getting and I don't know what I'm getting.
Okay.
Let's do it. Mini tourney, like six or whatever.
Okay.
All right, cool. So we're coming into the home stretch. We're going for the final four, so on to number nine. And with the grouping of these last four, number nine, I think, is the only hoppy one left. So, whether that's good or bad.
Well, based on looks.
Based on looks. That's true. We could have a black IPA / Cascadian Dark Ale up in here. Which, by the way, I just want to say real quick. I've been drinking the Uinto Rise and Pine black IPA recently. That is a nice one. Yeah. It's really hard to find black IPAs nowadays, and that one is around, at least at the moment, so... Get some, it's good.
Okay.
Anyway,
so
number
this
nine.
This is yellow, a little orange, and a little haze.
Yeah, very slightly hazy.
Not, yeah.
Looks like, you know, probably a hazy IPA, but not that super haze, brah.
Mmm. Man, that got me.
Smells orangey.
Yeah.
Smells orangey.
That's nice. It smells... Yeah, definitely citrus, a little sweetness.
Yeah, it's relatively vibrant. Yeah, it's kind of like, it's like a little, like, bright citrusy orange, but also a little sugary, like dehydrated sugary orange. It smells good. It just smells like nice.
Right, yeah, I mean it's...
Do you get a slight pine?
Yes.
I guess like pine.
Yeah, I was going to say that, but I'm like, that sounds, I mean, everything sounds very stereotypical IPA, but that's exactly what it smells like.
It smells clean, though, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It smells very nice, very hoppy, very clean. It's got a nice nose, but the nose isn't crazy pronounced like a lot of hazy IPAs are. If people hear a mouse in the background, it's because our cat's knocking around a toy.
It's a
mouse that makes noise, so.
It's not real. We're not letting her just bat around a real mouse.
Oh, she would prefer
Although
that.
She has done that.
She has done that before in the past year.
Okay, so I've been drinking it.
Okay, go ahead.
It's good. It's probably definitely an IPA. There's a decent amount of bitterness on there.
There's a good bitterness. It's very orange juicy, though.
Yeah.
Not like tart or sweet orange juice. It's just like the nice orange flavor. Mm-hmm. With, like we were saying, like, kind of the vibrant orange along with the kind of, like, sweet, sugary orange.
And then it finishes, you know, with that bitterness. It's good.
I'm digging the bitterness on it, though. It's nice.
It's a smidge too much for me. I don't dislike it. I like it. It's solid, you know? It
tastes a little alcoholic to me, too. I'm thinking, like, 8%-ish is what it kind of tastes like. Because it's got a little bit... Like, going along with the bitterness, it's got a little bit of, like, an alcohol bite at the end.
I could see that.
You know, maybe that kind of mellows out more as it warms up more. I don't know, but...
We'll find out.
I like this stuff.
Yeah, I do, too.
Okay. So, what should I give this one? Do-do-do. Four for me.
Okay. I'm going five.
Yeah. Makes sense.
I usually always go one higher than you.
Okay. So overall, 4.5 for beer number nine. Whoop. Okay. Overall, 4.5 is a 16-ounce can. Oh, it's another Heady Topper.
You know, that's so funny because
it tasted like that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because when I was drinking this, I was like, this tastes very, very similar to one of the ones we've already had.
Should have said that.
I know. I know.
Because now people would be like, yeah, right.
I know.
Yeah,
that always happens. But I'm like, oh.
Yeah. So.
What did I give it before?
You gave it a.
Four.
Before. Yeah, you gave it a four.
And I gave it a five now.
Yeah.
And what did you do?
A four. Both times.
Oh,
so
okay.
Consistent. That's good. Also, I said the alcohol tasted like eight. It's eight.
Okay.
There you go.
That's so funny.
So,
Heady Toppers.
People listening to this, email us, brutalbattlepodcast@gmail.com. You can let us know as you're listening to this. Were our descriptions of the smell and the flavor similar between the two? Because we're recording on two separate days with this. Because Heady Topper was in the second day. It's like a week later, basically, when we're finishing it off. So it's been like a week since we did the Heady Topper. That's funny.
We'll have to, when you go back through and listen to edit, you'll have to see, will we consistent?
You know, I didn't even think about the fact that he might send more than one of something.
Well, because he didn't know what we were going to do with them.
Right, exactly. But I didn't think about it because in my mind, I was like, oh, we're doing it for mystery beer. So I just made this assumption that it was one of a bunch of things.
There could be duplicates.
That's true. We could have more duplicates.
I mean, they're...
Hopefully not for the podcast, but it is kind of cool to see this come up because then you can check us and be like, how good are their noses and palates, really?
I don't know.
Do they describe it the same?
Yeah.
That's going to be interesting to find out when I edit this.
Well, our ratings were... I mean, you were exactly the same.
So, really, Heady Topper benefited because it got bumped up a 0.5
because I was
the second go-around. And who knows? Maybe these are...
You don't date code.
They don't date code, so maybe it's from two different batches.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Okay.
Maybe one's fresher. Who knows?
Moving on.
Okay, number 10.
So this is...
We're getting into the dark ones.
Dark.
It looks like a porter, though.
Yeah, but it's thin and kind of see-through, like, light brown, reddish around the edges.
Yeah, definitely.
No real head. It looks like very little carbonation.
Yeah, it looks like porter, maybe straight stout, not imperial. I don't know. There's not much carbonation.
Mm.
Ooh. It smells very coffee and creamy.
Vanilla. Oh my gosh.
Is this another one of those single shots by Treehouse? It has that profile, although it smells, there's a little bit of a smell of like a sunflower seed husk in there.
Okay, there's something else, there's something else in there. And that was a milk stout.
And honey. There's a little honey touch at the end.
It smells sweet.
Yeah, it smells sweet. It smells a little similar to that single shot by Treehouse, but that was way more chocolatey and coffee. Ooh. This has a good amount of coffee in it, but it's more like coffee, honey, sweet in the nose. It smells good, but it does smell like it's thin too.
Yeah.
Though.
So I took my first sip. It has a lot of really good flavors, but it is really thin.
Oh man, that's thin.
It
tastes good though.
Yeah, but the flavor is there for sure. It's just hard for me to like super enjoy this beer because the viscosity is so thin, it takes some enjoyment out for me.
Well, the problem is people are so used to Imperial Stout being like the dark beer they go to. So when you get something like a straight up stout or a porter, it just messes with your mind and your taste buds in a way because that's not your association in your mind. You're always like, I'm recognizing these flavors, but the mouthfeel is totally different than what I usually expect / want.
I'm getting toffee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see that. I get some chocolate. It's like a very low-level milk chocolate on the finish.
Yeah.
There is a coffee finish to it. That honey that I was saying is there. That little bit of like a sunflower seed husk flavor is there.
I don't even know what that means.
It's like grainy on the end. It's like a grain type taste. Mm. I guess it would be like very distinctly malt flavor. Mm. But yeah. I like it. I think it's good. It has a touch of vanilla to it too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And it's so easy to drink.
Like
it finishes with flavor, but it also finishes clean at the same mm-hmm. time, if you know what I'm saying. And I kind of like that about it. It's like a session stout in a way. And I dig it.
Yeah.
I dig it. I like that beer.
Okay. What are you saying?
I feel it should get a 4 as well. It's as good as Heady Topper IMO.
I'm also going to give it a 4.
Okay. So overall 4. So it doesn't get as high as Heady Topper number two. But it does well. All right. Overall 4.5. Number 10 is... Oh.
Trillium?
No. Berkeley Beer Company Coffee Porter.
Okay. Well, that's pretty much...
We figured that out.
Exactly what we were saying.
Out of Berkeley, Massachusetts. And where's the ABV on this one? I don't even see it. Oh, 6%.
Oh, really? Okay, I was going to say 5.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. It's low.
Yeah.
You can tell it's a low ABV because, mm-hmm. I mean, it has to be because it's, you know, on the thinner end. But that's pretty good. This is our first time having something from Berkeley Beer Company. So that's exciting.
Cool.
Sweet. On to number 11. This one looks the same.
No, it's darker.
Is it darker?
Yeah, I think so.
Is it darker?
I think it is.
But it's still got that, like...
But it's very...
Reddish color.
It's still very, very similar, though.
It does have a little more carbonation around the edge.
Yep.
I will say that. That is accurate. But yeah, it looks very reddish. Smell? Is it the same beer?
I don't know. I feel like it could be.
It smells very similar. Maybe it could be the exact same beer.
Man, this is really, really messing with my head.
Yeah, right. Well, don't think about that. Just what are you smelling it? Don't even think about the last beer, although it's hard.
My sniffers.
Yeah, smell your arm. Go back. Yeah, coffee, vanilla.
Yeah.
Honey, toffee. Smells kind of like...
Replay what we said about the last one.
I mean, I think it's probably the same.
I think it could be. I think it could be, too.
Wait, hold on a second. Yeah, it could be.
Because it's another...
Because it is also a can.
Well, that doesn't really narrow it down, though.
Well, no, that's true, but... Yeah. What do you think?
I feel like it tastes different.
It does taste a little different.
I don't think it's the same beer. It's very similar, though.
It is similar, but I don't really get that little milk chocolate.
Right, and I'm not getting as much coffee.
Yeah, I'm not getting as much coffee either, and I don't get as much of that vanilla. There is a slight vanilla to it.
I mean, it's a lot of the same flavors as that first, as the previous beer, but dialed down a little bit. I also think the mouth feels a little fuller.
Yeah, it is.
Not much.
Yeah, not a lot. It's just, like, very slightly a little more viscous. Which I kind of like that increase in the body,
for sure.
But
I like the flavor of the one before, but I like the body of this one.
Yeah, I agree with that.
That body dough.
Sick body dough. I'm cool with this. I dig it. I don't like it as much. Wouldn't it be funny if it is the same thing?
Oh my God,
though?
I know. I'm nervous a little bit.
You know, maybe it's just their straight porter. Not coffee.
Do I put my tail between my legs, or are we?
There is a coffee flavor to it, but it's not like coffee.
Yeah.
Like the coffee porter.
But. Yeah, it would make total sense if it was the same beer, but
yeah,
without the coffee.
I'm giving it a 3, stepping it down from the last one. So, your thoughts, your number.
This is tough.
Don't be going between the two. Rate it on its own merits.
I am wine. Okay, 3. You're going between the two.
Yeah, because I already gave my number.
Oh.
So I can do that. Well, so you're going a 3 as well.
Yeah, I can do what I want.
Okay. Number 11 with an overall of 3 and tied for lowest with the Bissell Brothers Baby Genius and the Arcadia Ales Shipwreck. It is, again, the Berkeley Beer Company.
Oh my gosh.
Coffee Porter. Yeah, so.
I don't know. Is this good or bad?
No, I mean, well, it's good in the sense that we said it smelled very similar.
Yeah.
I mean, we said it looked very similar, it smelled very similar. But going between the two, I still feel like they taste different.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think the taste is different, but even more so perceptible, like with the, you can perceive between the two is that body.
Yeah.
You know, like that is very different.
Now, there is something to note that on this can, there's a, like a dot on the bottom of it as like a kind of date code indicator. And there's not on
that
the
one?
First one.
Okay. Hmm.
So I don't know if that indicates they're different batches. I don't know.
Hmm. Interesting.
But at any rate.
Huh. Well.
Well, I hope the last beer isn't a repeat too.
Oh, now we're like, what is it going to be?
Dang it.
So this will be very interesting for listeners and Jason.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he's probably like, yeah, this will be interesting to see how this plays out,
because
he knows there are repeats.
Yeah.
Because I told him we're doing it like this blind, so.
Oh, yeah.
He'll be like, when does the other Berkeley Beer Company beer come up? When does the other Heady Topper come up?
Yeah. Very interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this is kind of a good premise to kind of.
Yeah. Test ourselves. Mm-hmm. All right. So let's go for the final beer.
And
I really hope this isn't a repeat. Because I feel like it just kind of takes the excitement out.
Yeah, well,
you know what I mean,
if it's another, what's it, slap shot?
Oh, the single shot?
Single shot.
Yeah, well, then they'll be happy.
I mean, I'm cool with that. Because, no, this is definitely not the same as the other two.
This is imperial. This is an imperial stout. It's very dark.
You don't know it's imperial.
No, it's very dark. It's got to be. I cannot see through
that.
Well,
just,
a little bit on the edge.
You can't tell.
And there are some, you know, little bubbles around the edges.
Yeah, obviously it's dark.
Sounds like barrel.
Mm, okay.
This is barrel.
This is not split shot.
There's a good reason.
What's it called? Split shot?
Single shot.
No. I keep wanting to say slap shot because we're Caps fans and that's the...
Slap shot's our mascot. The Eagle slap shot. What could it be? What other barrel? I'm looking back. So it could be the Thirsty Dog Siberian Night Imperial Stout aged in bourbon barrels, or it could be the Arcadia Ales Barrel Aged Shipwreck Porter.
Hmm.
But let's not assume that.
Yeah. So definitely bourbon.
Yeah. There's a lot of raisin.
Yes. And there was another beer that we...
Right. But that's... Okay. You know, that's kind of typical with bourbon barrel aged beers.
No, but I feel like there's more so.
There's a good woodiness.
Mm-hmm.
There's a nice little nice caramel touch, a little vanilla from the bourbon. It's got a lot of bourbon character to
it. It smells, I mean, again, oof. I love this style, so it smells extremely inviting.
It smells a little astringent. The alcohol definitely is coming through. Stings my nostrils just a little bit. It smells good, though. It actually smells a tad bit like Retribution from Duclos, which we love so much. Like, the barrel portion of it, like, how their bourbon smells in their Retribution, this smells a little bit like that, to be honest.
So... I've been drinking a couple sips. I think it's, well.
Go ahead.
I think it's excellent. I think it is really a quintessential bourbon barrel aged stout. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything added. I think it's kind of just a straight stout, bourbon barrel aged. I don't think the alcohol is over the top. I think it is appropriate for a barrel aged beer. The mouth feels really nice. I like it a lot.
For me personally, I think the alcohol comes off a little hot. So I would like that to be toned down a little bit.
I like it hot.
But it is still quite good. I still do like it. It's got a nice backbone to the base beer of it, which I think both the Arcadia Ales and the Thirsty Dog, we kind of complained that they needed to be a little thicker.
A little more gusto.
Yeah. There needed to be more to the base beer.
Okay. I can see what you're saying with the... alcohol, but I like it.
And there's a little bit of like a dark chocolate
lingering
at the end, which is kind of mixing in with the bitterness that finishes out the beer,
which is
kind of a nice little finish. But yeah, it's kind of like very much showcasing the bourbon barrel because you get that wood, you get like the caramel, the vanilla, a nice like I said, like heat from the bourbon.
Good. And you know, we're recording in the beginning of September. We have our Christmas tree, a little baby tree on, and this is like the type of beer I want to just curl up with and sip.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, I dig it. I like that.
Okay.
Ooh, where do I put this one? This one can get for me a... Oh, no.
I'm going 7.
7? Jesus. Okay, I'm not going that high. I was going to go... I'm between a 4 and a 5.
Oh, really? Man.
One more sip, and then I'll make
4 or 5?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 5. That's good.
Okay.
It's good.
I could see. I'm kind of being generous. I was between 6 and a 7.
Okay.
So.
It gets an overall of 6. So that.
I think that's appropriate. Yeah.
Yeah. It's fine. That makes sense. So that's our number 2 beer. Obviously the number 1 beer being that number 8 or the getting an 8, the Treehouse single shot.
Yeah.
Coffee milk stout with vanilla.
Or slap shot. Whatever you want to call it.
Whatever you want to call it. Okay. So this one is in a bottle.
Oh no. What is it?
Overall 6.
I hope, if this is one of the ones we've already had and I said I hated
it. It's not.
Okay, good.
Okay, so we're safe. It is by Bell's Brewery out of, I think, Comstock. Yeah, Comstock, Michigan. It's Black Note Stout, which is their bourbon barrel aged imperial stout.
I haven't had it in a while.
This is the 2017, so it's 2 years aged.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like it.
And the ABV, if I can find it.
9 or 10?
I can't, it's also very dark. I'm trying to find it. Oh, 11.2.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, it tastes like that. Like I was saying, yeah, like, I feel like there's a bit of a sting to it. Yeah. It's been a long time since we've had a Black Note. It's while we were doing the podcast that we first had it. And that was the last time we had it. It was the first time we've ever had it. I'm going to say it was probably 5 years ago. Maybe more. But, yeah.
Okay.
Which, by the way, people, in January, we would have been doing this podcast for 8 years.
Wow.
So, let that sink in. Wow. 8 years of podcast. Haven't missed a single week releasing a podcast in 8 years. That's phenomenal.
That's longer than a lot of relationships.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Wow. Well, congratulations.
To us.
Well, really,
congratulations
to you.
To us.
I just come down. I just
That's true. You just drink beer and talk.
I know. I have the easy job.
Yeah. Can we switch?
No.
I think at the 8 year mark.
This was your baby
it's
child.
It's time to switch and you do all the work and I just show up and drink beers and talk and then we'll do 8 more years and after that 8 years, then we'll switch back.
No.
Deal?
No, thank you.
Okay. Well, big, big, big thank you to Jason Ng and Alex Rogers from the Summer Villain Brewcast. Love getting beers in the mail, and especially from you guys, especially up where you are.
Cause I know, yeah. Ooh.
Some good stuff. I mean, we had Treehouse Alchemist, Bissell Brothers. Like, those are big, big, big ones for people. Tried a new one in Berkeley Beer Company. Yeah. Never had anything from them before. The Thirsty Dogs were quite interesting.
Yeah.
Actually, we liked both those Thirsty Dogs.
Super fun.
So, yeah.
Great showcase.
Obviously, the big winner is that Treehouse single shot with that vanilla. Oh my gosh. Jason, if you're listening, if you can get more of that beer, I will pay you good money. Hold it for us. Hold some for us. I'm talking like 2 4-packs, if you can.
Okay. That's amazing. We don't need to. We have enough
beer.
No,
we do. You want to tell me you don't need more of that beer?
Well,
we can get rid of other beer to put it in its place.
Okay.
I'm just saying. Anyway, thanks everyone for taking this trip with us. Like I said, I don't know in what way I'm putting this podcast up. It might be a beer mail episode. It might be a decasode. I don't know. But it was fun.
Yeah.
That's all I know. So we're going to cut this off and finish these tasty, tasty beers. Rebecca, you have any closing words?
Yeah, I think keep it brutal.
This has been a Nerd Circle podcast production.